Pop star Justin Timberlake was charged early Tuesday with drunken driving in a village in New York's Hamptons, after police said he ran a stop sign and veered out of his lane in the posh seaside summer retreat. The boy band singer turned solo star and actor was driving a 2025 BMW in Sag Harbor around 12:30 a.m. when an officer stopped him and determined he was intoxicated, according to a court document. His eyes were bloodshot and glassy. A strong odor of an alcoholic beverage was emanating from his breath. He was unable to divide attention, he had slowed speech, he was unsteady afoot, and he performed poorly on all standardized field sobriety tests, the court papers said. Timberlake, 43, told the officer he had one martini and was following some friends home, according to the documents. After being arrested and taken to a police station in nearby East Hampton, he refused a breath test, said the court papers, which listed his occupation as professional, and said he's self-employed. The 10-time Grammy winner was released without bond later Tuesday morning after being arraigned in Sag Harbor. He was charged with a driving while intoxicated misdemeanor, and his next court date was scheduled for July 26, the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said. Timberlake's lawyer and representatives did not immediately return requests for comment from the Associated Press. A young Timberlake began performing as a Disney Mouseketeer, where his castmates included future girlfriend Britney Spears. He's now married to actress Jessica Biel. He rose to fame in the behemoth boy band NSYNC, embarked on a solo recording career in 2002 and was one of pop's most influential figures in the early 2000s. Fluent in the inflections of pop and R&B, he's known for such Grammy-winning hits as Cry Me a River, Sexy Back, What Goes Around, Comes Around, and Can't Stop the Feeling. He has performed at Super Bowl halftime shows multiple times, including the infamous 2004 wardrobe malfunction moment when he ripped off a piece of Janet Jackson's clothing and revealed her bare nipple. The episode led to Jackson's exclusion from the Grammy telecast a week later. She said in a 2022 documentary that what happened was an accident and that she and Timberlake remained good friends. Timberlake also built an acting career, garnering acclaim in movies including The Social Network and Friends with Benefits, and winning 4 Primetime Emmy Awards. Last year, Timberlake was in the headlines when Spears released her memoir, The Woman in Me. Several chapters were devoted to their relationship, including deeply personal details about a pregnancy, abortion, and painful breakup. In March, he released his first new album in 6 years, the nostalgic Everything I Thought It Was, a return to his familiar future funk sound. Timberlake has 2 upcoming shows in Chicago on Friday and Saturday, then is scheduled for New York's Madison Square Garden on June 25 and 26. Sag Harbor, a one-time whaling village mentioned in Herman Melville's classic novel, Moby Dick, is nestled amid the Hamptons, around 100 miles, 160 kilometers, east of New York City. The Hamptons have long been a hot spot for the rich and famous, and various stars and otherwise prominent people have had brushes with the law there. Located on a bay, Sag Harbor for years cultivated a more down-to-earth, un-Hampton reputation than its oceanfront neighbors. A place where people gathered not at a country club but at a corner bar called the Corner Bar. There is still a five and dime store, and a mainstay of the social scene is the quaint, cozy mid-19th century American Hotel. The village has long had its share of prominent homeowners and residents, including singer-songwriter Billy Joel, former CNN host Don Lemon, Nobel Prize-winning novelist John Steinbeck, feminist writer Betty Friedan, and Pulitzer Prize winners Colson Whitehead and Lanford Wilson. Whitehead's novel, Sag Harbor, is set there, particularly in a beachfront enclave where generations of black families have spent summers. In recent decades, Sag Harbor has increasingly become a destination for celebrities, wannabes, and even cruise ships. Manhattan-like restaurants and pricey boutiques have multiplied. Homes fetch 7 or 8 figures, and the village's evolving nature has prompted grumbles from some longtime residents about traffic, crowds, and a changing character. Read also: Britney Spears writes of abortion while dating Justin Timberlake.